From
Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast.
Fuck your show, pussy.
Yo, keep hitting that like.
We back in this motherfucking thing right here. I've been disrespected. We ain't gonna start the show yet. I got some shit to get off my motherfucking chest. I've been disrespected by a motherfucking name Queens Flip. So I got a few things I gotta go over real quick here. So, first thing, Queens, suck my dick and you gonna fuck my family? Is that really the best that you got? Yo, Joe, I thought you got rid of the bare minimum boys. Looks like you still stuck with a bare minimum bozo. This fat fuck is terrible for the show. Like I said, Queens Flip. You gonna do good business, you gonna change the name. Simple as that. Or we can have some Queens nigga fuck you in the ass. Cause we know you like that kind of shit. I know after every session on the Joe Budden Show, all them niggas take a turn nutting on your ass and male laugh at your little micro dick. So don't come at us with that bullshit. You understand me? And to all the little Queens trolls, grown ass man sucking on a 35-year-old fat motherfucker's dick. Hey. All right. Who you think, my brother?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening, my people? You know what it is, man. It's your boy Outlaw Uop in the motherfucking building. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. My boy Rhetoric, he had to get his shit off, man. He ain't fucking with Queens Flip.
Hey, man, you're now listening to the greatest podcast in the world. Fuck Queens Flip. Queens Queens Dip in the Pack in the Air.
Queens Dip in the Queens Flip Pack in the Air. That's crazy. Look, I'm a family man, so I don't condone this shit.
No, this nigga's not no family man. You should hate this nigga. This nigga exploits his family for content.
Oh, he's not.
He got a whole video where his wife is in the shower. He done set up cameras. He jumping on his wife, putting her butt ass naked in front of the people. Grabbing on his kids while he driving and doing, like, this nigga's a fucking clown.
Oh, I see.
He's an asshole of the show. He's a jester.
I said this shit last show. I don't know Queens Flip. Like
he goes to work to get fucked on all day.
I don't watch the Joe Budden podcast like that. I know my boy Rhetoric more in tune with the Joe Budden podcast and shit. He checked these people out. I didn't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all of this. This is all new information to me. You know what I'm saying? My boy Rhetoric ain't fucking with him though. You know what I'm saying? I requested that the last show that we do some business since we got similar names. You know, I try to extend the olive branch. Brenna went on the show and just chomped us off. So he talks shit about my boy Rhetoric family. I don't appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't appreciate that. I know them people you was talking about. I don't appreciate that. I don't think that was the right piece of action. I don't think you should have.
Yo, them niggas said they're gonna glaze you up like a cinnamon bun, fuck nigga.
I don't think you should have done that. You know, I don't think anybody should be hurling personal insults. I agree with you on that part, but you know, hey man, I DM'd you. I think you should tap in. I think we could still maybe reconcile this and do some business together, you know, hopefully. You feel me? But I'm a family man, so I ain't with none of the violence, man. I'm non-violent.
Man, we ain't talking about no violence. We out here talking shit.
I ain't with the shit talk. I'm
ain't
in
no
the
violence. This nigga, if you look at this nigga content,
I ain't fucking families. I ain't motorboating mamas. I ain't doing that,
bro. Well, all this nigga content is him getting chumped off by other fucking rappers and shit. This nigga is a fucking clown, bro. That's all he's ever been is a jester.
Like a battle rapper,
bro. Cassidy got videos of him chomping them off. Jim Jones got videos of him. Everybody done chomped this nigga off, bro. He's a fat fuck.
Yeah, y'all going in the comments too. Some of that shit was funny, but I don't appreciate that shit either.
No, I love the comments, bro. I appreciate that. I love the hell, bro.
Boy, Rhetoric work hard to get this shit out, and you know what I'm saying? We getting better. So y'all motherfuckers stay tuned in. This shit getting better and better.
Bro, we going to be all up in the algorithm. We going to be doing all the fucking fly shit. Bro, like I said, bro, y'all just be ready.
And we'll work at fucking UPS, whoever said that. Fuck y'all.
The food stamp one was funny. The food stamp one was funny.
I'm gonna start chomping y'all bitches off in the comments like Queen Flip did us. Fuck y'all. Eat a dick. Right, bitch. We'll work at fucking UPS. That shit ain't cool. Fuck y'all in the comments. Queen Flip, I ain't gonna talk shit to you. Rhetoric, go talk shit to you. But y'all motherfuckers in the comments, fuck y'all. Y'all motherfuckers, fuck y'all. But yeah, we got that out the way, right?
We good. I think we good. I think we good. I might have a little couple ones throughout the episode, but we good.
I'm done with that. But yeah, you know what it is. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Dolphin Narcissist Podcast. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop. My boy Rhetoric talking cash money shit. We got friends of the show in the building, man. My boy Dub Don Dot on the ones and twos.
Appreciate y'all having me, man, for sure.
You know what it is, man. Holding it down, keeping us in line, keeping us, you know, he keeping everything in order. You know what I'm saying? We missed him the last show. Glad he's back. We glad to have him back.
Always, always.
But, you know, we got a very special guest in the house today. You know, I could go on and on about the accomplishments and the list of accolades that, you know, the very esteemed person we have with us in the building today has done. But, I mean, I wouldn't be able to name them all, so I ain't going to even try. But we got him in the building. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Jabari James, man.
What up?
We appreciate you coming through, showing the show some love, man. Ready to talk some real good shit, man. We appreciate having you for show, man. You know, for starting off, is there anything you want to say to the people? You want to give them your Instagram, anything like that? Let them know how to contact with, how to get shit, in contact with you, how to follow you, how to peep out all the shit you do. Because my man do a lot of shit. He a renaissance man.
Just on Instagram, man, at therealjamarijames.com, one underscore. I ain't gonna never DM y'all. So somebody DM y'all about trading or some money or something, it ain't me.
It's a fucking bot.
It's been a lot of those fake pages too. I'm coming out with my boy.
$19.99, bro. I need the blue check.
You gotta get the blue check so you can be verified. That's what happened when you out there like that and they wanna be you.
Hey, nigga, I just wanna help people.
That's what I'm saying. My boy is out here helping a lot of people. And we're going to talk about that, too. Like, we're going to get into some of the things that he does. But we definitely, you know, it's a lot of people who he's actually helped that we know. And, sure. You know what I'm saying? He going to help me personally soon. So, you know what I mean? He going to talk about the shit he do. But, you know, my boy, he really out here helping people, really out here making a difference in the black community. So, he definitely somebody who should be, you know, celebrated and appreciated, man.
Yes, sir. Showing us some love, So we do greatly appreciate you coming to the show, man. So we got a lot of things to kind of get into, a lot of things to stumble on. I know a lot of folks are looking for our one little thing that I guess we discussed on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Easier debate. We gonna get into that.
We'll chime in on that in a little bit, but let's get into the funnies and all that other shit. But first, did y'all see that fucking weird ass Dalai Lama shit?
Man,
bro, for some reason. I'll say this.
Old religious men being predators. Yeah, that's a fucking problem.
That's the story, oldest time.
That's the norm, though. The older these religious men get, the more perverted. And
because
it's that was bad.
But yeah. Dalai Lamas are abstinent.
So
right?
Let's tell
they
people.
Don't, they don't.
Tell the people what happened before you before we get into that.
Well, basically, the Dalai Lama.
Hold on. Do you think the Pope is abstinent?
I mean, I'm saying they're supposed to be.
I'm saying they're supposed to be. But do you think these cardinals and these popes is turning down all of this Roman pussy?
We'll talk about that in a
that
second.
Vatican vagina.
That Vatican vagina.
We talk about that nun chuck. That nun chuck.
You understand me?
Talking about that Hail Mary?
I'm trying to tell you. You got to be kidding me. I worked this hard to be the motherfucking pope. You think I ain't going to get no pussy?
You got to get a little. They used to let the pope get married back in like old days. But they started to stop that shit.
Yeah, because I don't want to be married no more. I'm trying to fuck every hoe in Italy.
I mean, you can still do that. Married, technically.
Man. Wow. No, the Dalai Lama, he was at I guess they were having a ceremony. I'm not sure in the background of like exactly where they was at and everything that happened. But basically, it was a little boy who came up to him, said he wanted a hug. He gave the boy a hug. And then he proceeded to tell the little boy to suck his tongue.
Ugh.
And then he kind of stuck his tongue out, and I think he's like, the little boy was like, he was going to do it or something, but then he pulled his tongue back in his mouth. I don't think he actually did it from the video I saw.
Yeah.
But their faces did get kind of like close together, like they might have
it was uncomfortably close
and shit. But, you know, afterwards, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of internet uproar, outrage. People was, you know, rightfully disgusted that, you know, someone like the Dalai Lama would request this of a child. And, I mean, people were just making a big uproar about it, but the Dalai Lama came out with a statement basically saying that he was just joking around, like, he understand how it could be in poor taste and things of that nature, but, you know, he was, you know, I guess in his opinion, he was honestly just playing around and joking.
I used to teach pre-K.
Huh? I don't know if he was playing.
I used to teach pre-K. I'm pretty good with kids. I joke around with kids all the time. All the time. I'm always talking shit and making jokes with kids. I'm good with kids. I love kids. I would never tell a kid to do any kind of anything that might be interpreted as a sexual
That's
encounter.
That's what the nigga said.
Like, come on now, what is this? I tell kids they eat bugs. I tell kids that, you know what I'm saying, they're younger than what they are. There are ways to joke with kids. Joking with a kid and almost having that would have been a sexual encounter.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
I understand, but that was wild. But no, I was looking up, bro. I was trying to look up shit to see, bro, is this like an Indian culture? Is this like in Tibet that they do this shit? Nothing of the sort. There's nothing close to this being like common practice in the community. Like, bro is really just wilding. Like, he was really just going after that shit. Like, that shit, like I said, it was vile to look at. And I understand, especially in our country, where there's people who have been assaulted by this and have been experienced where they've trusted a religious figure and they did something nasty like that. But
you got touched.
Who?
Didn't you go to Catholic school?
I didn't go to Catholic school. See how this nigga like to go? See how this nigga like to play?
Them private schools up there in Prince George County.
No, them Catholic schools that on a DR. What were they doing to you?
I ain't never lived in the DR.
Yeah, okay.
You lived in
now
Prince
you forgot
George.
About it. You forgot, huh? You must have forgot about them DR days. That's why he did you that dark?
You got touched.
Dang, they did my boy that dark. He don't even remember them days. Anybody, it's like a whole black. You forgot being 4 years old, huh?
Anybody who knows DC or Maryland rhetoric, come to the forefront and let us know whether or not my boy got touched. I'm going to call your baby mama. Your baby mama know you got touched. She was at the school.
There's actually a classmate of Rhetoric's who's now like a famous drill rapper.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Big Flock.
Big Flock. They went to private school together.
Okay. It was like elementary school.
And now he is a freaking big time drill rapper.
He went to private school and he a drill rapper.
With Rhetoric.
Okay. Yeah. You listen to his shit, bro?
Yeah. He does. My cousin actually just took a picture with him not too long ago. He was just at the club.
That's what
we
call capping your rap.
He does actually have a song where he says, like, he talked about that.
About capping?
No, about, well, that's what the song was about.
He's capping.
About capping and they raps, but they was talking about like
him. He should have been talking about him.
It was a good song. I liked it. I ain't gonna mad. I liked it. I'm not mad.
You gotta like it. That's your old classmate. Like, you go.
I don't
support.
Have to like shit. If it wasn't good, I would say it's not good, but I like it.
Y'all got
a
test together.
Oh, this nigga, wow. Okay. All right, when that nigga come, yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, when that nigga come touch you, I'm pointing right to him.
So, Adam. You win at Queen's Flip. I'm going at.
You're not on camera.
Hey, I'm going at Big Duck.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Back to Don Dada. It's a lot of, like Dub said, it's a lot of those elite touching little kids.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Predators. These motherfuckers are predators.
I believe that for sure. I'm not. I wouldn't doubt it.
Pizzagate.
Yeah, that's not true. Like, we have to stop that.
Oh, right. Let me stop
that has been disproved. Oh. I'm not mad at you, but I'm saying that's not true. Like, I would not be
into some shit.
I would not be into that, but that's not true.
You defending predators?
It's not real. There's no basement predators? In the place that they said that it was happening at. There's no basement in the building.
No basement where?
On the island, though.
No, that's two different things. You're talking about.
We gotta talk.
There's
about
different little instances of that happening, but the Pizzagate that you're talking about is the shit that was supposed to be the emails of the politicians talking about pizzas and hot dogs representing boys.
Do you agree or disagree that the elites touch little kids?
I think that instance for Pizzagate was false. That was just made up shit. I think there are instances, there has been proven instances. There was a nigga who is in fashion, buddy, who did the Catch the Predator shit. You remember when you grew up watching that shit?
Remember
he
that.
Just found a nigga who was actually doing the shit. He was having the women get pregnant. He would have the abortion and then use the fucking stem cells and shit on himself. He went to jail for that. This has really been like that has happened, but it's not like these government officials. It's these wacky art niggas most of the time.
I think
R. Kelly and shit.
It's all of these people.
You an R. Kelly advocate?
I've never been that
R. Kelly advocate.
You talking about me or? Because I've never promoted R. Kelly.
Who R. Kelly advocate?
You promoted him more than I have.
I never promoted
more than I have. I just said more than I have.
You still listen to the music. You still giving them streams.
You basically putting money on his books.
No, you basically putting money on his books.
Bro, R. Kelly got good music. I'm not.
See, you basically putting money on his books.
Wop. This is what you need to tell people. Stop. Don't even listen to him. When they say, oh, you still listen to his music or his streams? You say his victims need money, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm.
That's
doing.
How they getting paid,
the
right?
Victims.
He's supporting the victims.
I'm supporting the victims.
Don't that's do that to my man.
That's a good way to spin it. But I don't support R. Kelly's sexual predator escapades. I don't support that, but I do enjoy listening to his music. It's
you like
two
Ignition?
Things.
Remix to Ignition.
Remix to Ignition wasn't a bad song.
I don't think that we can categorize how you support a predator. Like, oh, I'm supporting this predator in this way, and I'm supporting this predator in this way, but because I'm doing it in this way, it's totally different.
I might never said I supported anything. I said I enjoy his music.
You're supporting him.
That brother. Doesn't mean I'm not going to just go listen to R. Kelly. Like, but if this shit come on and it's a good song, I'm not just going to cut it off either.
That's real. I mean, like I said, I'm not really going to listen to his music. Like, it's not going to be something I'm going to try to find because, again, the nigga is gross. I seen the shit when I was little. Like, I don't want that shit to even be in my brain even more. So I'm okay with just dissing the discography. But I just feel like that's a good excuse to use.
I feel you. But no, go ahead. What you had? Because I got some shit to talk about. Because we had a discussion in the group chat that we have to address here. I definitely want you guys to discuss this Earn Your Leisure thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of torn. Because I watch Earn Your Leisure. I do. I watch them. I do try to take, you know, practices from them. But, like, I never thought about it the way that, you know, Rhetoric put it until he said it like that. And that did kind of open up a perspective, right, that I never thought about it like that.
I want to ask one thing,
but I still can't just go with that. You feel me? But I will give you credit for, you know, you made me look at it a different way.
What I will say is this, though, and I want to, before me and Jabari go back and forth, because I want to make understanding, do you feel as though, and this is kind of just the general question, the consensus, to kind of have, make sure we're on the same page of what we're talking about. Do you feel as though black capitalism is a way for black liberation, or the content that you do is just for people? If you want to improve yourself financially, here are ways to do it, and this isn't a way that it's for liberation in regards to black community.
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think it's both. Because at the end of the day, like I told you, at the end of the day.
Make sure you're staying with the mic.
Yeah. Like I told you, at the end of the day, if I've been putting out free content since 2017, 2018, at some point, I'm going to want to make money off this. That's why everybody do podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody get on YouTube. It's to capitalize. But if I'm putting out information to also help my people and telling you, hey, look, this is how this person did it, or this is how you contact this person to get that access to that information, that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like that's for the liberation. That's not the capital piece. So I agree with what you said. I just wanted to understand your perspective.
Yeah, because like I said, my thing is that.
One quick question, though. Do you feel responsible for liberating the black community?
I feel like it's my responsibility to put out the information that I have. Do I have to give everything for free? Absolutely not. But if I give people, we'll say 95% for free, and you got to come back and pay me for the other 5%, yeah, but I put you in a position, you take that information, you do what you please. Like Nipsey said before he passed, I lead you to the lake. I never taught how to fish, I just lead to the lake. It's the same thing with information. Right. I'm going to put the information in front of you, let you decide what you want to do with it. But what most people do in our community is, oh, I don't got the money to do that. Oh, you should just give it to me for free. Well, shit, you don't go ask Gucci, Louis, who else? Gucci, Louis,
Ferragamo.
They don't ask them motherfuckers for a discount, but you'll come to me and say, hey, bro, help me, give me a discount. I can bring you this many people for X, Y, Z. Nah, you don't do that shit when you walk in the store. So I think that's where the issue comes in our community.
It's like motherfuckers always want.
Yeah.
Want to bargain with you for some shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and at the same token, we come from a society and a culture that's kind of a result of what has happened with us. And we've had to do that. So, like, my argument is I don't believe that black capitalism is a way to do that, because I feel like all it's going to do is just create black middlemen. So it's still going to be white people who are over above us and their ideologies are over above us. But now we'll just have black people doing what white people was doing before in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, I agree with you. So to add to that, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If I'm the middleman and I have access to all these resources, what does that make me?
It makes you a person to choose what you want to do with those resources, because you're not required to give back or not. You could hoard the wealth or you could not. Even if you're giving knowledge out, you can definitely do that in regards to providing the information, selling the information, whatever you want to do with it. My token, again, what it comes back to is that's not going to free us, because even if we all were pushing into arms of that, we wouldn't. Either if we're all owning something, when nobody's working for us, and we're not going to be able to generate anything.
I agree.
And then if we're all trying to work within the black community, what we can yield just due to our sheer numbers is nowhere near going to change anything.
I disagree there.
It's just the numbers is the same.
We have the resources. We choose not to.
Think about it,
Fred. The reason that information isn't given to our community is because everybody, all Chinese, Asian, Caucasian, they all know that we're the most creative, right? So if certain information gets to us, we're going to take that shit, we're going to spin it, and we're going to make way more money than them. That's why a lot of information is not given to us. But because I agree with you, the way things have been forever, a lot of us have a crab in the barrel mentality. I might get information that I know can help y'all take this podcast to another level or something that can help y'all, but I might keep it to myself just because, oh, I don't want them niggas to get ahead.
That's a lot of niggas that think like that. But on top of being like, the crabs in the barrel mentality is funny as hell, because it's like, they say, oh, we got the crabs in the barrel mentality, crabs in the barrel mentality. But like, who the fuck put us in a barrel? Like, crabs don't belong in a barrel.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So off rip, we already set back. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So like, we got to come together. And I always talk about this, like, with rhetoric and everybody, anybody who had any kind of social discussion with me, no, I'm like pro fucking black. You know what I'm saying? I'm with black people doing better, black people taking shit to the next level. But at that same time, just like you say, bro, I'm heavy on the black accountability. Like, it's so many avenues and it's so many ways out here for black people to get ahead, but we don't take advantage of them. A lot of black folks do look for handouts, it is not majority. And a lot of people do need, like, bro, it's the difference between wanting help and needing help. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, the biggest issue in our community is lack of execution. Motherfuckers get the information and they don't do nothing. They just sit on it.
And I can honestly say I suffer from that sometimes.
Me
like
too.
It's a lot of shit that I be like, okay, yeah, I want to do this. So I done researched these plans. I done wrote a whole shit out. And I might take 2 steps to get it done, but I'm leaving 3 or 4 undone. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm like procrastinating or moving on to the next thing or feeling like I hit a brick wall and it's, you know, but I know with other things I have overcome any obstacles that, you know what I'm saying, that may have stood in the way. So it's definitely a black accountability issue, like, with us as people. Like, we get a lot of handouts. We get a lot of free shit. We get a lot of, so it's like when it come time where it's like, okay, we can get some extra shit, but it may take a little more effort. Niggas don't want to do it.
I agree with you there, but I feel like, before, I know we're about to go in, but...
This nigga.
The reason we get a lot of free
this level of restraint, though, this level of patience is new. This level of patience and restraint is new, because this shit would have been a hollering contest a long time ago.
Feel like the reason they give us a lot of free resources and access to different stuff, you know, just for free, is to keep you satisfied.
Yeah, right.
So now I'm not gonna think outside the box and say, hey, look, I'm gonna go take this information that I got from Altwan about contracts and go do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I'm a chill. I'm
cool. They want to keep you complacent.
Free money.
Right.
I ain't got to do nothing. Government housing, WIC, all this different stuff. I ain't got to pay for nothing. I'm cool.
And at the same time, when we do get to that level where we get out of that complacency and we start to progress and make moves and do different things, we also have to make sure that we are giving back and not being that stingy nigga. You know what I'm saying? Not being that stingy nigga who like, oh, I got this shit, but man, fuck these niggas. They don't want to do it. They don't want to fuck with me. I'm straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which is, at the same time, like, yeah, you can't make a nigga fuck with you, but you can't take that shit and run with it either. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so are y'all done spewing the Negronomics?
Go ahead.
Reaganomics for the black community. Are we done with that right now?
We done.
Well, so, I ain't going to say we done yet. It depends on what you say.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go into this. So, the issue that we seeming to fail to address in regards to this personal responsibility always seems to come back to the same thing, in regards to there is not capital being put into the people's hands. They're not being invested in regards to due to the color of their race. Regardless of what you can kind of say into what people have become, you have to understand that's because there has been a history of when black people have tried to rise up, there has been legislation, there has been authorities, there have been people coming in to stop those things from going on and happening.
I agree.
So those, which is, again, understood. The same token here is that even if we were to do that, they would still have more resources to outman us to continue to do what they have been doing. So again, there is going to take a bit of co-opting that has to be done in regard to that, because at the end of the day, we are, as a group of humanity, we're going to need each other to do this process any way that you look at it.
I'm afraid you can't use that as an excuse. That's what a lot of
people. I'm not an excuse.
Use.
I'm
no,
not done
no,
yet.
Not you, though. A lot of people use what you just said as an excuse. Again, they're holding us back.
But there's let's start here. Let's go back to freedom. Let's go back to when slaves were originally free. Let's do that. No, because you can't do that.
It's a different time.
No, it's not. It's still history. History is a streamlining of effect. The history does not just stop and say, oh, well, niggas were slaves, so there is no consequences for that. There were.
Do you feel like right now it's easier for people to become millionaires than 10 years ago? Yes or no?
For black people, statistically, no. In 1999, no, it's not. I'm telling you, statistically, since 1999 to 2016, the growth of for black people have not gotten to the millionaires
what's
the way
changed,
that does.
What's changed from 1999 until today? Between just the internet. Internet. So it's much easier for a black person to get rich.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. It's a good way to sell it because that's going to get people to buy what you want, but it's not. That's not true.
I think it's
if you
true.
Look at it, no, it's not. It's just not true. If you're not going to become the way, you need to be a hot. Look, if you look at statistically what we're talking about, that's what I'm saying. Because statistics rule your argument. Yes, you can't. That's the only thing you can't go off. How can you not say go off statistics? Like, that's the wildest thing.
It depends on what the statistics encompass. I need to know the numbers. How many people are part of this study to come up with this statistic? Like, we know statistics can be skewed, so it's not an invalid, but it doesn't just
if you look
validate
at
everything.
All of the billionaires on the Forbes 100 list, if you look at all the things that they're in, they are not in one thing, entertainment for the most part. They are not entertainers. Our highest earning people are entertainers. Again, that is by design, so that we are being led by foolish people. Athletes and all that other stuff who do not focus on anything, who have to focus on one thing, and then are expected to be leaders because of the amount of capital they get.
Right, because of their money.
So again, we are already put into a poison position in that situation because again, we have to go where the money goes. If I have to essentially would have to be a yes man to a person with the finances to be able to do those things.
No.
Yes, you would. Because you can't do it without finances.
Yes, I agree, but you can create your own finances, bro.
That's a nice selling point. That's a great thing to sell to.
What I'm
but that's
say,
just not the
what
truth.
What I'm going
to
say as in, you know, what you're saying as far as it's not as easy to become wealthier now than it was 10 years ago is that I could guarantee that everybody in our group, our chat group, and probably more people.
Folks who went to a suburban high school.
Not even that. But look, what I'm saying is all of us make more money than our parents did. Like, I know for a fact I make more money than my mom did when she retired right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Doug could probably say the same. I'm pretty sure Prime could say the same. I'm pretty sure Rod could say the same. I'm pretty sure Zach could say the same. I'm pretty sure Jamari could say the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, we'd have to go to the inflation with it as well to see the buying power because, like I said, I was looking back at what my mom was getting when it was back in the early 90s and 80s. And technically, she would have had the buying power of $200K at that time.
I'm saying you may not make more.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general regarding the inflation.
For people we
it
know,
might be the same. Because like I said, statistically speaking, most people die not much further than what their parents were.
Based on inflation,
wages, everything. Like I said, wages, the problem with what's going on with this, and I think one thing I want to kind of make sure I shape my argument into that is because that there isn't any accountability to corporations. And one of the issues I have is that when you promote a lot of the black capitalist rhetoric that has been portrayed, what you do is you also have to change your political stance. So we had a good example when Prime was here the other day and I asked him a question. You know, he's taken into a new adventure and I asked, so say if the state or city that you're in and you have voting registration with, they come up with a rent control bill. Now, 5, 6, 10 years ago, you would have signed, yeah, we need that. But now you're in a better position. What are you going to do now? Now, I'm not going to put his answer. He didn't really answer to me anything, for real. But again, he didn't answer.
I said, of course he didn't, because it don't apply to him now.
Yeah, but my token is, when that happens, now we've changed over, and now we're voting for things that don't help the majority of our people. And then we want to sit here and point and say, you're lazy, you're ghetto, you're a hood booger, all this other crazy shit that people have done.
I'll say this, though.
And it's not fair.
There's no bills that help any of us in this room. There's nothing that helps any of this community. There's nothing ever done that's going to ever affect us. Help us.
I would just disagree because if there's been mass legislation that has taken us back, then legislation can return it. Now, granted, it's not going to look like a cool merger and a thing where everybody's it's going to be y'all are going to have to give us reparations at the end of the fucking
day.
Never
going to happen.
That conversation is not true because right now in San Francisco they're working on it and that's how shit starts. But that's how it starts.
It's never going to come to the Bible Belt.
Everything that has ever been created in the government started from small government. Anything that you can look up, any bill, any legislation. All of that has started from small government. There has to be a small example to be able to show so that it can grow. So, I don't want to hear that it's in San Francisco. No, it is possible. It is feasible. There is a bill written out for it, and it can be replicated. Granted, do we know if it's the right bill? We can talk about that. But to say that it can't be done or it can't happen, no, it's not true. We are still paying the Jews. We are still paying the Japanese.
Why they haven't started paying us?
Because we haven't at this time. Because they don't fucking believe that we're worthy, honestly.
they're never gonna believe we worthy.
And it, because we one thing is that we have to work to it too. We have people who say, "Oh, we again," but that mindset we have to understand. That's something we have to earn. We have to make sure not earn. Excuse me.
Not earn.
Okay. I meant to say that. That's something that we have to come together and learn. I meant to say that we have to negotiate in regards to our power, what we have. And again, it's not gonna look pretty clean, all that other stuff. We are laborers at the end of the day.
When we are wage laborers. When we start negotiating, and that's when they start knocking us off.
Yeah. At the same token.
But in order to negotiate, regardless. We got to bring shit to the table. And that's where we have no negotiating power at the moment because we're not unified.
Culture.
We got to come together. We got to unify. We have to get to a point where we got true leaders who can come with our the best interest for the black society, black culture, black population as a whole, and now we can legitimately go present these things to the people who we have to do this business and these deals with.
Let me ask you a question. If black athletes went on strike.
Man, I've been saying that.
A lot of them never
will. I've been saying that. They're not because they're selfish.
Because they come from nothing, and this is how they're making their money. You can't provide them with another source. You can't provide them with another $250,000 every
Tuesday.
But
these niggas are getting enough money to where they can say for a second.
The issue with that is, and me now being in the entrepreneurial space and understanding it, is they've never seen anything else. They've never seen somebody go to legislation and change things to say, all right, bro, I'm going to do that. So it's you gotta like Fred talks about, you got to think about it from a psychological standpoint. If I've never seen it,
I feel like it's not going to happen. I'm never going to do it.
So therefore, I'm going to keep doing what
and
I've been doing.
Also,
and
just
keep doing what's been done.
And also, you just have to do just plain fear and again, agree. Like, there's a type of fear that they try to traumatize them. So, like, Kevin Hart has done it before. He talks about this fear of going broke. Like, this idea of what it is that they have this consumerism that goes into it that gets pushed also with that kind of content. This idea of consumerism, having to look a particular way, certain kind of way, that all kind of goes hand and foot with it. And now it, again, destroys our whole value of culture because we look at it as like, am I not valuing myself because of what I actually bring or what I bring for somebody else in regards to how much I can earn in relation to my community? Because a lot of time we have people who say, oh, I want to get money so I can come back and inspire the youth. Nigga, all you want to do is come back and flex on the niggas who didn't make it.
And I agree with you. And that's
a lot
why,
of niggas do that. But
like,
a lot of people do give back, though.
I do. And I agree. And that's why I don't like the way things are today, because everybody's big on lifestyle marketing. Let me show you the cars. Let me show you the jewelry.
Let me show you how you can live like this. Yeah. Instead of just saying, you have some money to just live a comfortable life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You may not want cars like I got. You may not want, you know what I'm saying? You may not want to live in this big ass house and take all these trips and do all this, but whatever. I'm going to show you how to have enough money so that you can live a comfortable life. You can live how you want to live.
At the same token, these corporations have to pay us. They have to pay us.
But you know, it's tough because America is a business. And like what black people, America is a straight up corporation. So it's like, bro, you see, whenever the money gets fucked up in America, what do, bro?
Go to war.
They start a war, and what do? They throw money into businesses. But with this money that they give to businesses, bro, they give these stimulus checks to businesses all the time. Banks and large and Fortune 500 companies,
right? That's why you hear people saying, oh, this company went bankrupt. They lost money. I said, you just don't understand how the game works.
No, you just don't understand.
They just got a reset.
Dog, all these motherfuckers doing is getting this money from the government. The government gives these businesses money because they claim these businesses intend on paying their employees and doing things to get themselves out of this hole that they're in. But what these motherfuckers really do is just write bonuses to all the fucking CEOs and the top people, disperse that money, write their fucking business off with taxes as a loss so they don't have to pay taxes. And now these motherfuckers is profiting stupid fucking money every year. And I agree, like, we just showed the clip. I posted the clip of the lady going in on the dude who owned the company because she's breaking down how
She pays this nigga $16 an hour.
Yeah,
he's asking, how can he survive when
she broke down this motherfucker bills? He is $700 in the negative.
Every month.
You know what I'm saying? He live in a fucking one-bedroom studio. She, the woman actually who it was about, live in a one-bedroom studio with a six-year-old daughter.
And they mortgaged it out like they were eating the lowest possible food they could get.
Lowest possible food. Talking about ramen noodles every night type shit. Like, this is how they living, and this motherfucker is making, like, millions of dollars a year in salary.
And that's
like,
the problem.
That shit I do think needs to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? And it's a hard balance, you know what I mean? Because it's like,
Because you can't tell a motherfucker what to do with their money.
You right.
That's why legislation, and that's why I say legislation comes into play. Because that's when you have to come in and have that into effect. Why you have to increase a minimum wage. Because at the end of the day, people's desire is to be selfish. But everybody's going to be want to search after their own greed.
I agree.
So you have to understand that with the legislation and understanding that's what the environment's for, the government's for, to protect us from our own worst possible selves.
Right.
And that's one of the things we don't fight hard enough is greed.
That's a personal choice.
And it's because
no, because we tax, we do all
the
other things.
Motherfuckers greedy. The greedy motherfuckers is the motherfuckers in charge. So it's hard to tell them to stop being greedy and make rules that don't support their own greed.
We just saw this with Clarence Thomas. He had a fucking billionaire. He had a whole billionaire up his ass.
Was jugging, bro.
A billionaire had his hand up a Clarence Thomas ass, doing whatever the fuck he told him to do. Supreme Court justice. Buying this nigga trips everywhere, all this other crazy shit. So as we can see, we are going to be needing.
So when laws come to him, who you think?
Who he gonna talk to?
Which way you think he gonna vote on the laws? Who interest do you think he really give a fuck about?
The person who funding those trips,
taking this nigga out of town every other weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of fucking manipulation and lobbying and all that shit going on. But we know that. But that's why I say, like what Doug mentioned earlier, when black people, the people who making all the money, who got the power, who got the control, we have to come together and do shit like boycott, like certain things, and hit these motherfuckers where it hurt. These motherfuckers,
and help each other out
these
too.
These motherfuckers already got plenty of fucking money.
So to what,
like,
you,
these motherfuckers are fucking stupid rich. Them not playing basketball for a year or two, showing these motherfuckers, the owners and all this shit, that shit need to change, and going and making sure that, you know, governments and shit start changing shit, and these billionaires like Diddy and all these other rich entertainer motherfuckers, when they stop putting their money into the economy and start, you know, stopping whatever the fuck they doing, that's when we can start to actually, like, see real change.
But that's a trickle down. It's never going to happen because they understand how the game works.
And they in those.
They know they can manipulate the game.
I'm going to just keep it both. I'm in there telling him, he said, either play the game or get played. Yeah. He said, nothing we do. And that's why I talk to Fred the way I do. Me and Fred argue all the time. We've been arguing for 3-4 years now, right? Because it's some shit that's just never going to change. I understand the issues and the things that we talk about and the shit we bring to the table, but it's some shit that's just never going to change because that's the game is either sold or told.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. But I feel like...
I disagree. I think there's a lot of...
I feel like shit ain't going to change, but that's why I talk the way I talk and say the things I say, because I want shit to change.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of advocates and a lot of groups who are working in Philadelphia, major cities, even in Atlanta, that are working to get communities. You have that mini city that they're doing right now with the little mini homes in Atlanta, stuff. Like, there are groups and there are people who do that, but you have to want to alter your lifestyle.
Right.
You have to understand that, hey, it's not about being rich and being successful in your business. It's about doing your part, helping out, and also being able to understand of being fulfilled in what you do.
I agree with you, Fred, but tell that to a motherfucker who ain't never had nothing.
It's tough.
You're right. But understand, just because you didn't have nothing doesn't mean you have to have everything you try to go for it.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm
saying? That's how I live. Shit. Motherfuckers look at me. People we went to school with. Oh, bro, you up now? No, I'm not up, bro.
Right.
I'm just comfortable. Right. They're like, oh, you drive a truck. Why you ain't got this? Why you ain't got that? Because I don't want that.
Right.
My truck paid for it. My house good.
Right.
I'm good.
Again, and that's where I like to try to push that narrative and try to push that understanding where it's like, bro, you don't have to have 25 cars, bro. You don't have to have all of this different jewelry and ice. You don't have to be a minimalist, because I kind of consider myself a minimalist. You don't have to be a minimalist. You can just not have to require so much from the world.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of problems, too, that I have with their programming is that they promote getting financing or getting funding without doing work, having other people do the work for you, and then kind of breaking that down where you get benefits for not actually putting in labor. And that's one thing I'm very big on. It's like, bro, we all
could you elaborate on that?
So just the idea, okay, we can say like this. It's a guy, he's trying
to smart to me.
He's trying to get a little money. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to come up on some things. He sees that a house is going down in taxes. You know what I'm saying? They can't pay their taxes. His family's hurting more than he's hurting, but he's just kind of came up on something. Maybe just got a bonus from his job. Maybe a family member just died. You know what I'm saying? So he came into a little money. So now he buys up that home from them. Now they have to leave. Now they're on the street.
But they don't got to leave.
I mean, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. But more often than not, if they're in a hard situation, they can't pay taxes. They're not going to be able to pay rent either. You know what I'm saying? So now you put them on the street. Now you got a family on the street. Now you got somebody who has to do something to survive. Now there's an old person walking through there. She's got $30 in her hand. My kid needs to eat. What I'm about to do? I might take it from her now. Now I'm a bad person. Now I'm locked up. Because again, we having all of these things where it's resources that we need to be able to be decent human beings are being used as investments, used as speculation. When there's actual people who go blood, sweat, and tears. I know you do cleaning, right? Like there's a cleaning operation. There's men that you probably work for you that work hard, sweat. You know what I'm saying? And that means something.
Yeah, for sure.
So like for me and why and the way I operate, that's why I kind of operate even in my own business circle where I'm very kind of self fulfilling because I don't want to take advantage of anybody else in my argument in my work and business. And so that's why I focus in on just trying to operate in a circle in a space where I can be my creativity. I can control what I'm bringing out and I'm not bringing out too many people. Because like I said,
you ensure you get the majority.
No, I'm willing to negotiate because the finances. There's other ways to do business.
Negotiate the majority.
There's other ways.
You negotiate the majority.
The work.
You run a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the majority, right?
What you gonna do? Let this man talk. Overhead. If you run in a business, you got. We all understand how business works. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying, but there are some people be like, "Well, shit. I know that if I outsource my business to another country, I can pay them less than $10 and get better quality work than what I get from somebody that's here."
And again, that's to me. I can understand that, and that's why my token of if your business has to survive off of a level of exploitation, probably shouldn't be in business. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of how I feel about that.
You might tell every corporation in America.
And I would.
Everybody we call with the call center, them motherfuckers in the Philippines, they in Indonesia, they in China.
I would. They in Jamaica. Come back, bring that shit over here and pay the people for real. Pay them people right.
They never gonna do
don't
that.
Get me wrong at this. I know the things that I purchase and things that I buy, they're coming from the hands of kids in Cobalt who are fucking younger than my son trying to dig this shit up. My hands aren't clean in this shit. But again, I'd be way willing to pay more for the products that I'm getting if I knew that it wasn't going to come from that.
Okay.
I would pay more for that. And I understand that because I respect labor and work, and I feel as though my labor and work should be respected.
You
and paid
know
for
where it comes from, and you pay less.
That's because I'm in a situation that I don't have that option to pay that. A lot of this stuff you can't get nowhere but those countries. There's only one cobalt mine in America.
So you're talking. There is a negative criticism or a constructive criticism that you're giving to companies that you support financially.
No, I support them through my business, and I'm not going to say that my hands aren't clean.
But you know why you shop with them because their price is lower.
Again,
if
I
the
understand.
Price went up, you wouldn't shop with them.
No, I would if I believed in what they were doing. Yes, I would. There's plenty of places that I've overspent for that because I believed in the business practice that we're going. And then if I hear something I'm not going to do that. So it's not hard for me to be able to stop away and step away from that. I'm going to always focus on, if I know you do good work and do good labor, if you pay your people and I can afford it, I'm going to pay it. But I also believe that my labor, your labor, you know, if you work for someone, your labor, your labor, all that should be paid and handled at a premium. It should be respected. It should be something that you're literally taking someone. You can get money anywhere.
Right.
You can't get time back. I'm giving you my time. I need to get compensated accordingly. Especially if somebody's doing 40 hours a week for a company bringing $1 billion a year.
So if somebody's working 40 hours a week for a company, they're bringing it, you know, they doing their thing, right? They're getting paid their salary. And there's another person who works 30 hours a week, but their job doesn't require maybe as much manual labor, but their contribution to the company may be extremely important. How does that...
That's where representation comes, and that's why you got to be able to negotiate. And I also believe we should be having more government-funded labor unions so that people can negotiate their labors. And if there is no labor, their responsibility to the business.
Every contribution to a company isn't represented in
work
tangible
hours.
Labor,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Work hours.
I can find anybody to come in here and work 12 again, hours and work
just
this
say that?
Month.
And what did I just fucking say? That you don't fucking respect it. Fucking problem. You don't fucking respect it. You think you can talk any fucking body. That's the fucking problem. That's the fucking problem. That's the fucking problem.
Become a dime a dozen. I can find anybody to work this month.
That's the fucking problem that you think that. That's the fucking problem that you think that.
I can find anybody to work this month.
And that's the fucking problem.
I can't find everybody to work this.
That's the fucking problem.
I disagree with you there because if we as a culture are going to cultivate and we're going to do things for our community, if I'm able to outsource to, we'll just say, one of my business, I ain't even lie to you. I outsource to the Philippines. So if I can bring in four people from the Philippines at $5 an hour, now when I'm making more money, I got more money to bring in people here because that's what I do.
Right.
I use that model.
But again, Most people aren't doing that. Most people in their business, when they do that, that money that they just saved going to the Philippines, right, is going to the pocket.
I agree with you.
And again, if we're not going to put onus as groups of people to say, hey, when you make a lot of money, you're required because of the people who have to actually be part of that economics. Like being, like we talked about this not too long ago about being born. Being born, you do nothing but come into this world and there's an entire economic field around it. People are getting paid left and right for people just being born. Nothing
right,
else.
Right.
So if we can figure out to find a way economics and go through that, we can be able to make sure that people have a nice, decent homes. Not even, like you said, they don't have to be mansions. We can have government-funded housing. You can, to pay for that, you do farming in your area. Like, there are ways that we can open this up and try to really help people, and we just don't do it because it doesn't benefit the people at the top who have always been at the top.
Right, but you, again, that rolls back to what me and Oom said. The United States is a corporation, so it's a business in its whole. So they'll never do that because
that's not true. If you have that, if you have that mindset, then yes.
What I'm saying is,
it's not in their best interest. It's not in their best interest.
It's not in their best interest, and that's not in the business model. That's not what this was designed to do.
Again,
so in order to do that, that's something that you would have to step out of the design, step out of the system, and create on your own.
It's going
to
look different.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be systemically supported or you know what I'm saying?
It can be. Like, when you say that it can be.
But it's not. And that's what I was saying about us having to do certain things, people having to make sacrifices in order to change that to where it could be something that now we can bring and present to those people who we have to negotiate with. But we have to do it first ourselves. We can't say, oh, this is what we want to do. Y'all need to help us. And we ain't did shit because they never going to give it to us. We have to actually be doing this shit. Hey, look, this is what we doing here. This is what we doing here. This is what we doing here. We set this up in several different locations. It's working. It's thriving. This is what we got operating. This is how we need y'all to operate with us if we're gonna be able to coexist and coincide and do things at a normal capacity.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's gonna work. We gotta wrap up the show, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Just a question for Fred. Why you think they don't teach us finances in school?
I think the age old tell is to they're trying to stop us from something. But my honestly opinion is, you can read. Like, they teach you how to read and write in school and do arithmetic. If you choose to go into learn those finances, that's what you want to do. I personally don't think that you should be punished because you chose not to do those things.
But why do you think they don't teach it to us?
Because, like I said, I don't know. Because y'all say that they didn't teach y'all. People taught me finances in school. I had classes where we did the checkbooks and stuff, where we talked about getting a loan.
You had it.
I did. I remember having problems in my AP classes and stuff like that, where we talked about loans and all that other stuff.
Everybody didn't take AP.
I'm just telling you, when I was in school, we talked about finances, how to get a loan, how to write a check, all that other stuff. And I mean, I was fortunate and privileged because my mom used to pay the bills with me in the bed. Like, she would show me all the bills, how much money was coming in. I watched all that when I was younger. So, like, that's why I don't really like to use my experience in regards to that.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to wrap up this part one of the show. We're about to go ahead and wrap it up right quick. We're going to be back at y'all in a moment with the second part of this show. We appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Stay tuned for the second part. We about to get into some more good shit. We not done yet. I promise you, we not done yet. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, Outlaw Uop, Rhetoric in the building, Dub Don Dot on the ones and twos. We got my boy Jamari James in the building, man. We talking that talk. Stay tuned for part two, Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. We out.